Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Joint House Senate K-12 Higher Ed hearing. I'm Senator Sandy Pappas, and I'm very pleased to be joined by my fellow chairs, Mindy Greiling and Tom Rukavina. And I understood that Senator Stump is not able to join us, and I haven't heard about Representative Mariani, so he may still be coming. He's not coming? Thank you all committee members from the five committees for joining us today. As it's kind of a P16 presentation we have, so we understand in higher ed how much we're dependent on the job that K-12 does, and K-12 is really their goal for their students is that they go on to higher education. And the role that school counselors play is very, very crucial in making sure that our students take the rigorous courses that they should be taking, they learn about colleges, they explore that, they study hard, and they're ready to go so we don't have to dump them into remedial classes to get them up to speed. And one of the important tools is this Naviance initiative from the Office of Higher Education. I saw a demonstration of the Naviance program last summer. I was very, very impressed. I think it's a very important tool for parents, for students, for counselors, and for educators, and I thought you all might enjoy, and I hope you enjoy, seeing the presentation. Before we start, Mindy or Tom, did you want to say anything, make any comments?
I just wanted to say thank you, Madam Chair, that I unfortunately have to leave. I'm getting an award in Bloomington on education, but I hope you'll take care. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I hope you'll take very good care of my constituent, Jim Bierma, when he's last on the agenda. And so everyone except for me has to stay and be sure to listen to him. He's the president of the counselors and a very good person and constituent. Thank you.
Madam Chair, no, this is your committee, so let's get moving.
No, it's our joint committee. So let's invite Nancy Walters from the Office of Higher Education to get us started. Nancy, welcome to the joint committees.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Pappas, committee members. I'm Nancy Walters, and I'm a program manager for the Minnesota Office of Higher Education. And as Senator Pappas mentioned, our office has recently started our Naviance initiative. And this is being done under the Federal College Access Challenge Grant Program. And our office received approximately $730,000 for fiscal year 09 and for fiscal year 010. And one of the allowable expenditures under that federal grant program was the ability to assist counselors at middle schools and high schools to assist counselors in regard to their provision of guidance to students regarding college preparation, college application, and college success. So this afternoon's presentation will provide information to highlight our agency's use of these funds to help Minnesota schools. The program that the office implemented was planned based on guidance showing on reminding us of the achievement gap between Minnesota students of color and their white counterparts. We also used data from the Department of Employment and Economic Development, information that showed that many low-income students and students of color are not taking college prep courses, not applying for financial aid, or taking college entrance exams. We also used MNSCU data from an April 2008 report that showed 38% of Minnesota's high school graduating class of 2005 were required to take one or more remedial courses. So using that data and placing it in the context of the fact that Minnesota has a low number of high school and middle school counselors, a low number of school counselors, period, to work with our students, we decided to use the funds to focus on enhancing college advising and career preparation for students. So we used our grant, we used a portion of the College Access Challenge Grant, the federal grant, to help schools get licensed with Naviance, a software program, to help them install and get the training that they need to use Naviance. And Naviance is a suite of web-based solutions for K-12 that promote college and workplace readiness. Other people on the agenda today will give you more information about Naviance, about how it's used, about how students use it, because we have students on the program as well. but Naviance provides a systematic and comprehensive approach. And it allows counselors to collect and organize data and to help students choose their courses. It supports student assessment, and it promotes communications with parents and with post-secondary institutions. And in implementing the program, we did say that schools, recipients of the licensing of Naviance, needed to have at least a half-time counselor, and we did give priority to schools with a high percent of low-income students. So that's just a little background about our implementation of the Naviance initiative. But to highlight outcomes of our program, we will first have a presentation by Dave Ellison, a counselor at the Hutchinson High School, and this will be followed by presentations from counselors from Minneapolis and students from Minneapolis and Hutchinson. So now I'll turn it over to Dave Ellison, a school counselor from Hutchinson High School and a nationally recognized Naviance user. Dave?
And Dave, it's good to see you again.
Yes, you too.
And welcome to the legislature.
Thanks. I'm really excited to be here today to talk a little about Naviance. We've been using Naviance in our high school for 3 years, our third year. And I just want to pass along to you some things that we have experienced for our students and our staff and our parents. If any of you guys were like me, and I think most of you guys are in my age group or in that range, when I went to high school, counseling was something that...
We're a little bit older.
Not, is that...
Some of us. But you got a good laugh from us.
Yeah.
The
counseling was, you know, for me, I remember in ninth grade taking the PEG test and doing a couple of things, finding three careers that would be right for me, and that was it, moving on. And, you know, figure out a college, what's the ACT, didn't have a clue. You guys, if that's your experience, you are going to be amazed at what you're going to see. The tools that are out there for parents and students to really figure out what they want to do and where they want to go, it's just going to be sit back and get ready for a little ride. All right. Just to get started, this summer, Michael Jordan was inducted into the Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame, and I only just saw a little snippet of his talk on ESPN, and he talked about two things that get in the way of people reaching their goals and their dreams. He talked about fear, and he talked about failure, and how if you feel failure, sometimes you just give up, you're too afraid to try, and I think that's true in all of our lives. There's things that we haven't stepped out and done things because of those two reasons. It made me think about Ramona Revheim. She is a friend of mine from Los Angeles, California. When I met her, she was in her mid-60s, and she did not like living in L.A. traffic. She'd been there most of her adult life after the Navy, and she was Ramona Revheim, right-hand turns only. Everywhere she went, she turned right. She would plan her trip so she did not have to take that dangerous left-hand turn into the unknown and getting caught in the middle of an L.A. intersection. So what we need to do is we need to help students to figure out their path and not afraid to take a right turn and a left turn, whatever it takes to get to where they need to go. So there are four things I'm going to show you about Naviance. First thing is going to be with looking at high school and college and career plans, looking at how easy it is to access reports that are in Naviance, to show how students can easily transition from high school into the plans of after high school, and then that communication, how we can help everybody, teachers, parents, administration, all get on the same page of what they need to know in order to be to get to where they want to be or need to be. Well, technical difficulty, please stand by. Okay, here we go. So the planning part. This is what our Naviance page looks like. There are four tabs where they look at courses, colleges, careers, and about me. There's from my school. What I'd like to start with first is moving into the area of careers. This is a place where students can come in at the access of a personalized code to start exploring what they like to do and what they like to be. You can see the personality type is in there, career interest. I'm going to give you just pictures of different parts of it. I'm not going to get into real detail, but I want you just to see that resource that are available to a student and their parents at the touch of their finger. Right? In this area, you can see career clusters. You can get into personality and career interest inventory. You can get right into careers, finding colleges, looking at the wages and all those things that are available at the fingertip. Now, this is the cool thing about Naviance. This is something that just started this year, and they have a career plan that they developed. And what we do is we have kids. Right now, we're going through this process. I had this young lady come in this morning and said, "Mr. Ellison, I know I'm not supposed to submit my courses yet, but I did it last night." And I just want you to know I spent 2 hours last night trying to figure out my plan of what I want to do, deciding what can fit and not fit. And this is what we offer students. We give them 4 ways to utilize their education in high school to get to where they want to be. And this is so powerful because you sit there to ninth graders and you say, what do you want your experience to go? Where do you want it to take you? Do you want it to be, you want to enter the workforce and become an apprentice? Do you want it to go into where you want to go to 2-year education? Do you want to go to a 4-year school? Do you want to go to a selective college? Because we tailor now their request and their plan based on those very things. So we have students who, they can't mess up on the idea that they need 3 years, 4 languages to go to the U of M or a select college because it makes them take it by their plan. It is just so powerful. And the students are really starting to get, I've had more people this year come in and say, Mr. Ellison, I need to sit down and go over my 4-year plan with you. I need to make sure I get this figured out. How it works is, this again is just a stage. They would click on everything that's needed and it would start a building place for them. So they would see, okay, here are my courses, and I have all the credits that are required in order for me to graduate. I'm meeting the requirements. They can then check to see that all those requirements are being met. They can look at it by grade level to make sure all things are done. And here's the power. Here's the power. The power score. They can then have their course, their classes will then tell them, are you really taking what it takes to get to the next level? So here's a student who said, I'm going to a 4-year highly selective college. And you know that little speedometer on there says they're doing what? They're getting there. They are taking the AP courses. If you look on the bottom under colleges, it says Boston University, meeting the requirements. Concordia College, my alma mater, meeting the requirements. And so what powerful thing for a parent or a student to see that they're not playing a game, it's not shells, and yep, it's right there for them. It's recommending them. This student, based on what they're signing up for, their grades, social studies, you need to take the AP course in that. Are you guys sitting there thinking, wow, I mean, this is awesome. Because parents never have had any weapons. Teachers, it's good for you. Now they can start seeing how the power score works. Just so you know, we put in all the classes that we have in our school that would be college level, AP, college in the schools, and then it takes a weighting. We have a power score of 38, so based on how many classes that student puts into their schedule, that will show how high their power score is. If a student's in there saying, I'm going to a highly selective college, and their power score is in that gold range, maybe you didn't think again. So we have that aspect of things. The other thing within colleges, you can do all kinds of searching within colleges. You get right to their websites. You can ask. You can actually save things you're thinking about or applying. And I just want to show you, we have a history over the 3 years for our students. Here's an example of a student. They have a 3.86 GPA. They took their plan test that right now is estimating them in that 23-24 range. For the U of M, is that student going to get in? Looking at the chart, what do you got to say? Yes. If he is or she is sitting there and they've got a 3.0, they better start picking it up or it's not going to work out. This is not based on a student from some other city. It's from our school and how they've done. And so it's really is helpful information. Ninth graders look at this. Oh, my gosh. I better make sure my GPA stays up because I really want to go to the U or I want to go wherever it happens to be. Here's another thing that's really neat. Once a student puts in a class or a college that they would like to go to, it automatically will tell them if you go to College Match, other schools that students are looking at that are like you, what they would like to go to. So here I have Boston University. There are 39,000 students that are Naviance that are applying there, and on the right there you'll see the other schools that they would like to also, that they've also applied to. So you're sitting thinking, God, where would be good schools? Well, I'm thinking Boston. Here's other ones. Maybe I should check into those. So it's very powerful to help them to expand their horizon of where things are going. And then it also will tell you, here's you, and here are schools that have accepted students like you. Maybe that's something you need to consider. All right? And then it has, they can see all the students and where they've applied from our school in the last 3 years and if they're enrolled or not. Now, reporting. You guys have a lot of things. You guys see reports all the time. I see you guys have budgetary reports walking around. People are always giving information. Naviance is a tool that brings things to our fingertips at a touch of a button. So, for example, we want to take Minnesota Comprehensive Assessments. I can push my button, and I can get a report on our students' ethnicity, by gender, everything else is right there. It's right for us to see. I can go in, and I can get all the statistics on all of our students on the plan test, the ACT, the APs, all those kind of things, right at the touch of a finger. I can look at where my students last year went to, or this is actually looking at all years 2010. What percent are going to 4-year, 2-year, and all those types of things. So it's right there at my fingertip. I can also do it by ethnicity or by gender. I can also do things as far as surveying students and help them to get information. You can see the ones I have on here. It's kind of pretty cool as people start seeing the capacity of Naviance. It doesn't cost a dime to send on a survey, and we get the results back, and my list keeps growing. People keep saying, hey, can you do a survey on that? You bet. Scholarship information is all on there, and I get a report. Last year's class, from what was reported to our office, had earned $397,000 in scholarship money. That's nice. The year before, they had 400,000 some. So this year, we'll see how they do against the other two grades. We can pull out reports based on any kind of these factors. I can pull out all kids that I need to if I need to collect students for a certain reason or give data to students. I can track standards. I can show district standards. I can run reports on who's met that standard. I can get information on who we need to attack as far as different types of students that need support and help. Now that transition from high school. This is one feature that's really awesome. Students put in a college into their Naviance comes being interested in. When I get a college rep calling me and saying they'd like to come to my counseling office, I put it in, and if they have it in, their email goes out to that student so they know they're coming. Just so you know, this has been profound, the impact that's had on our students. I've gone to where I have college reps come in, put stuff in their file, leave, and say, hey, nice seeing you. Maybe we'll see you in the spring. Going to where we have literally had, in our counseling, we're pretty fortunate in our counseling area, we have six tables that will seat 30 to 35 students, and I've actually had college reps come in, and every chair is filled. I have, whether it's technical schools, I'll get 10, 12 kids, because the kids are finding out, and their parents are knowing exactly when those things are. They get a reminder before the reps come, the day before, to remind them to come. I can send out a note to all the teachers, so they know that the student's going to be leaving. It's an awesome tool to really get the kids to where they need to be, the information. Transcripts, we've gone totally paperless. As far as our transcripts, I shouldn't say totally, it's always that incidental thing that happens. But our students request their transcripts online. We send them electronically, and we don't have to print a piece of paper or take any of that issue going, saving money for the district and for the state. That's big right now, isn't it? Saving money. So, as far as scholarship information, just so you know, the students can come right into Naviance. They can look at scholarships. They can do things right online. They can go to that scholarship information. They can download the scholarship right there, right at their fingertips. What I've seen in the last year or two is our alumni are getting in information to Dollar Scholars. They're getting applications in because I can email them now, and they send it right back to me. Our last year, Secretary of the Comment, I can't believe all the applications we got this year. The reason? Naviance. I mean, it's just that powerful of a tool. If we go on to surveying, we can survey. Last 2 years, I've surveyed our senior class. See, you know, how are we doing? Just simple survey, four questions. And this last year, I had roughly over 80 people that applied coming back for, and I think that's pretty good for a survey. I didn't have to spend any money on, and they did the survey for me. And I get things back. Like I asked them, what would be something that you would want to tell a student that's in the school right now? And this is things they say. Hard work, attend school daily, put forth a good effort each day, and show you care. Don't slack off with your GPA because it will be a greater challenge to get accepted into a great college of your choice. This is their peers writing a letter back or note back to them saying, this is what you need to know. Make sure you do it. And so this is very powerful stuff. Right now, as we get into the registration process, I'll take some of these, send them out to the kids for their pleasure to see what they can learn from it. The communication piece, I can email students on based on different types of groups and parents. There's all kinds of criteria in here. Here's an example of things I can send out things. Here's the senior newsletter. Parent wrote back, said thanks for doing that, getting it to us, because they love it at their fingertips. And I always look at it. How many guys get mail? Anybody get mail? How many of you read all of your mail? It usually ends up where? Go ahead, admit it. Recycle. All right. And so what happens when I send out a newsletter for a senior, there's a copy that goes to the student, and there's a copy that goes to the parent's email if they have two, and it's there. I also have it saved online, and they look at it. Oh, yeah, that's right. They can link right to everything, and they don't have to sit there and the paper. They don't have to remember where it is. They just go back to their computer. Here's one thing. I got information about Hibbing, and they have some scholarships out there. So I went into Naviance, found my students that are going to Hibbing next year. I sent them the scholarship information. I got an email back. Thanks for the scholarship information. That's cool. right? You know, as far as about me, in this part, all staff, parents, and everything, they can go in, they can help students, they can figure out by where students are. In this area here, it was interesting. My wife was looking at my son. I have a son who's a sophomore in the high school, and he did his personality style from Naviance when he's a ninth grader. And over the summer, she was going through it. And she came upstairs and said, "Dave, I just was going through that personality inventory. That is just like Tyler. I cannot believe that is exactly him." And that's what I hear from kids. That's what I hear from parents. And it doesn't just say, here's the career for you. It says, if you're looking at these career clusters, then here's jobs you might want to look at and begin your exploring. So it really helps kids to see what options are out there for themselves. Here's a view of a student's page. You can see the what's new. Emails go to their email account. It also goes right to the computer. So for a student who doesn't have electronic abilities at home, they can access all this information right at school with their parent. You can see the next step in the upper right-hand corner. It has things like getting your FAFSA done, applying to. This student had two schools he was going to apply to, and help them to remind them of that. In there, I have things on updates where I can put news bulletins in. I have document library where it has all the forms. So students, if they want to go on a college visit, instead of having to pick it up from me, bring it home, bring it back, they can take it off that line, have their parents sign it, bring it in, and it's done. Saves them some time. And to give you an example of how, here's the news bulletin for February task for seniors. Here it has all the information they need to know about being a senior in February, and if they're, you know, what they need to do, talking about financial aid and all that kind of stuff. You guys may have seen this MinSKU. We put that online. So we're trying to save the state of getting money and paper. And a parent can come in, click on a document, and it's right there for them to view on their laptop. So the information that's there. Then we also can tailor different pages, if you can notice on the right, as far as things we want parents to be available to access. One I'll point out for you on the right side, middle way, page down, it says MCA Test Resources. We have that link for parents so they can get right in and they can find out information to help their child with the MCA test, because that is a big thing we need to take care of. And what we've done is we've taken the MCA for the report, so if a student hasn't passed, we put that report right online so the person that's working with them at school can access the report, parents can access the report, student has a learning locator number on there, and they can go right to work on what needs to be done. And they can see it right away. If I'm a teacher, even though I'm not working with that student, I can come in, I can see, you know what, when I do this thing in comprehension, this kid is going to struggle. What do I have to do to help them? And all that data is right at the teacher's fingertips. You know, just to end, I've just finished reading the book, Three Cups of Tea. And my father-in-law gave me that book this summer, and I finally got around to finish it, and I was using it as my exercise book that I was reading as a domestic exercise. My father-in-law, he gave me that book, and he was crying when he was talking about Greg Mortensen. And there's a connection, I suppose, because he's a Concordia person. I came from Concordia. But this week, I finished that book, and as I was reading the book and finishing it up, I was like fighting back tears. If any of you have read the book, you know what I'm talking about. And it's not a book that has suspense and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's not that kind of book. But I was sitting there, I'm thinking in the health club, I'm like, I'm going to start crying as I'm working out. And I said, it's okay if they see me cry, it's right, I'm a man, I can accept that. But there's this one quote that really hit me that he had towards the end of the book when they were talking about, you know, they talked about how he dealt with the kids. And he just said, Mortensen smiled. Whenever he visited one of the CII schools, he made time to ask all the students a little about themselves and their goals for the future. And then he said, especially girls. But I left that off because in your community it might be especially whoever that student is that needs to have the support they need to get to the next level. So, you know, I just leave you with that quote. And, you know, Madam Chair, if you have any questions for me, as far as Naviance.
Great. Any questions from members of the committee about how this works? How many schools is Naviance in?
We'll have to defer to Mary Dockin,
is going to talk about that down the road.
Okay.
I think so.
You know, just to share anecdotally, I had yesterday morning, I had a student come in. She said, Mr. Ellison, talked to you about a friend. And you right away think, well, it's probably really for you, but. And she sat down and she said, you know, I have this friend who went into the military for a short period of time, and it didn't work out for him. He came back, he ended up in Hutchinson, and he's been working, and he's been laid off, and he just doesn't know what to do. And he really wants to go to school, but he can't afford it. And so I said, well, let's look at your Naviance account. What you need to do is you go in under career planning, you click on the FAFSA information, get a PIN number, and you take him through that, or if you need to bring him in to me, I'll help him with that. And she's like, thank you. And she went from a person concerned to empowerment to go help her friend to do what she needed to do to help him to get into college. And that's the power of this tool, because it's right there at everybody's fingertip.
How do parents feel about it?
I had a parent come to our school from another school because he said, we have to have this. And he switched schools because he thought it was so powerful. So I have, if you notice the thank yous, I have parents who, I just sent the senior newsletter out yesterday, again, a parent saying thank you for sending this to me. It helps me to stay informed. So they really, really like it. Right now, I still want to get more parents to sign in their own account, but most of them are using their student's account, and I have their email. That's all I need because I get all the data right to them. Mm-hmm. So it's just amazing how you can get information to them, and particularly to them. It's not just general always.
Can you give an example of your life kind of before Naviance and then the difference that's made in you as a counselor? How many counselors are in your high school?
We have 2.5 counselors. Mm-hmm. And what happens is it helps me to stay on front. Like, I just did an email a couple days ago to students who haven't sent out a college application yet. And just because I was looking at it and looking at those kids and sent out the email, when I identify those kids, I'm walking in the hallway, hey, you get my email? Yeah, yep. Well, how are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I ran into this question. It's kind of fun with kids and technology. I'll send an email and I'll walk down the hall. Hey, Mr. Olson, I just got your email. Great. All right, now make sure you take care of that.
Yeah.
All right. So it's it really helps with that.
Kind of instant communication.
Instant communication. Mm-hmm. And again, for families that don't have the technology at home, I had one student who came and spoke to me because in the registration we're doing all online, and he just said, well, we just lost our computer. It's not working. I said, you don't have to worry about that. There's a lab right there. You come in. You come use my computer. Mm-hmm. It's all right there for them. Our school, we have over 130 computers that would be accessible to students. So there's no reason they can't utilize that and stay on top of things.
So in terms of the labyrinth of college application, this is really something that gives that provides all the information that students need. It's on the Naviance program. They don't have to be searching the web for other things and trying to figure it out.
It's all in one spot.
Great. Okay, anybody have any questions? Yes, Senator Olson.
Thank you. Is it Mr. Ellison?
Yeah, that's
yes.
Good. Yeah.
How
good
would
Scandinavian
you,
name.
Good. Olson, I can relate to that. How would you describe the change in your own productivity as a counselor because of this program?
Well, first of all, I spend more time after hours getting some things done. But the effectiveness of what I have and the tools, it's amazing. The information I get out, I just look at, right now I have about 80 seniors, and right now I have 10 of them that haven't done a college application yet. And to me, that's amazing. I mean, that is amazing. And so it really helps me to be more effective.
So Madam Chair and Mr. Ellison, Yeah, I'm trying to even get proportional in terms of what you were able to do with your time before in the old ways that you did things in relation to with this tool. What has that done in terms of either reach of more students or
yeah.
Or I mean, is it 50% improved or in terms of your own personal productivity, or can you define it in those terms at all?
Mr. Ellison.
Madam Chair, I would say it's given a percent, I would say at least twice the counselor I used to be able to be. As far as the information I can get out and the accessibility of the data, being on top of where things are at. You know, I look at career plans, I can bring it right up. Anybody can see it. They all can touch it and feel it easily. I wouldn't even necessarily know where a kid's career plan used to be, because they might take it with them or whatever. Now
right.
I have it all right at my fingertips.
Yeah, I remember you talking about the file drawers that you had, but sometimes the students would take it and lose it, and then you wouldn't have it anymore when they needed it. But they weren't looking at it on a regular basis either, which
right.
is right now they can pull it up anytime they want and kind of examine or alter or change their career plans.
And I have kids right now, we work on the four-year plan in ninth grade, and I have kids who before they have careers are already working on their four-year plan and come in and ask me, you know, they're the counselors for help because they want to get this going. It's just they want to do something with it right away because they just want to get it taken care of.
Okay, we should probably move on. I think Ron Johnson was your principal at Hutchinson was going to talk to us a little bit.
Come on. This is Mr. Johnson. He is our high school principal. He's been with us for probably 7 years, I think it is. So I'll turn the floor over to Mr. Johnson.
Welcome, Mr. Johnson.
Madam Chair, good afternoon. And committee members, I am very pleased to be here. I'm Ron Johnson, principal of Hutchinson High School. You can probably tell by now that Dave is a proponent of Navion. It was
Can you pull that mic a little closer to you? Maybe?
I will do so.
Okay.
It was approximately 3 years ago that David came in and spoke to me regarding Naviance. As a high school principal, my mission is to assist students to succeed, to assist teachers to succeed, and to have our counselors prepare our students for the future. And as David has stated very, very accurately, we at Hutchinson use Naviance very, very significantly. Next Monday, as Dave alluded to, we are going to be doing our first round of registration, and we use the campus or Infinite Campus system for our overall student data management system. But Naviance interfaces with the campus program extremely well. There will be our juniors have an opportunity to sign up for the classes that Dave's alluded to, first batch next week at 12:01, just after midnight, Monday morning. We'll have several juniors that are on their laptops plugging in the classes that they wish to sign up for next school year as their seniors. We take the classes then that they sign up for and take a look at that. I do so with the department chairs to determine what sections are necessary for the proper class sizes. And then after we've made that decision together, go through the juniors, go through the sophomores, go through the freshmen, and then Dave and the other two counselors will go over to the middle school to set up their Naviance accounts and have them select their courses for their ninth grade year. And at that time then, we'll make decisions finally based upon the course selections and then download that into our Infinite Campus system and begin the scheduling process. So it's a prime time for Naviance right now at Hutchinson High School. As I mentioned, as a high school principal, my job is to get people like Dave and then get out of the way. I am very thrilled that Dave had enough intelligence to seek out a tool such as Naviance so that we could serve our students much, much better. In addition to serving our students much better and assisting them in their planning for their careers and planning for what may be best for them as they look forward to time after high school, it's been a real, real powerful tool for our parents as well. Madam Chair asked about the parents' component about this and the communication. I, as a principal, have gotten significant information and feedback from parents regarding the fact that their students now seem to be more concerned about their course selection, more concerned about their areas that they may be going into after school, and that they appreciate the opportunity of using the Naviance for a communication device with their students and with us as educators. It's been a real, real positive aspect for us. In addition, it's really a time saver and a powerful tool for our teachers. As we've talked about, it's both because of the fact that it is a means of determining what the class selections will be and what our teachers will teach the following year, but also as they are doing letters of recommendation for our students as they go out in their to their colleges and letters of recommendations for scholarships and things such as that, they can save that recommendation and print it out for that student in a number of different ways, and they can also doctor that particular recommendation for a student, make some different changes, save it for that student, and spit it out, send it out automatically, and that's extremely time sensitive for our teachers as well. Dave mentioned our careers class, which we have in ninth grade. Each of our students go through a 12-week trimester regarding their career aptitude, doing the survey through Naviance on aptitude towards a particular career area. And as they do that, as they work together with our career instructor, it was alluded to the fact that that's now stored electronically and is not a paper tool that can be either lost or yellowed with age or a problem in that particular regard. It's something that they can immediately reflect back to and have a part of their planning as a ninth grader, 10th grader, 11th, 12th, all the way through. An area that we're very, very interested in as a high school is what they're going to do after they leave our school. One of the things that Naviance does extremely well is it provides a tool for us to follow the kids as they go from the high school into post-secondary or into careers. Dave mentioned the fact that we do surveys and to try to find out how we can improve ourselves as a school. In addition, at our first parent-teacher conference in the fall, I spoke with Dave. We have a school improvement team, and we came up with a list of perception questions that we wanted to have our parents that came to conferences answer for us immediately. So as they came in to pick up their progress reports to move on to talk with their teachers, we also had them go into our computer lab adjacent to the counseling center, and they then accessed their student's Naviance account or their own Naviance account and did the survey at that point. And about 12 hours later, we had all of that data right in front of us. We can meet as a school improvement team and see if there were some certain areas that we thought that we were doing well that we were not, and areas that we perhaps thought were not quite so good that we were deficient in that we would find out differently. But it was something we could receive research data back very, very at a very, very timely effect. It's been very, very helpful. And it's interesting for me to work with counselors, to work with teachers, to work with students, because again, my mission is to have our students succeed. The only way that our students can succeed is if our teachers are successful. They'll be successful because their time is used more efficiently. And our counselors, who, as you know, have more and more students each year as we have dwindling resources, the question was brought up dealing with efficiency for each of our counselors. And as David mentioned, it is almost impossible to come up with a specific degree of improvement because of the fact that you don't have to look in several different files, you don't have to access different programs because it's all in one spot.
Principal Johnson, if I'd like to interrupt you, we have a question from Senator Bonoff.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes, hi.
Thank you, Principal Johnson. Thank you, Madam Chair. My school districts, I represent Hopkins, Wayzata, Minnetonka, none of them are on this map, and so I'm a little bit curious because they often invest in the latest technology. I know they use Internet Campus. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if there isn't another program that's similar. Do you know whether that could be why there would be, you know, this whole area of the Twin Cities that wouldn't be using Naviance?
I'm afraid that I do not, ma'am.
Okay.
I do know that it is quite widespread throughout the state.
Yeah, I see that.
And I don't know why there happens to be a hole there. Another person may be able to speak to that better, Madam Chair.
I think we
Chair.
Might have someone else in the program. Do you want to address that right now, Nancy?
No, I just wanted to, Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out the second page. We do have some schools in your area, some middle schools in the area that you represent.
Which page is this?
Yep.
The
next
second page.
Yeah, there's one. It's
on the second page?
And then on the back
Wayzata,
of each of the
Minnetonka.
Maps,
Plymouth Rowland.
Thank you.
On the back of each of the maps, the schools are listed, and these are the schools supported with our agency's efforts to have Naviance license. There are also other schools that purchase Naviance on their own.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ellefson, Mr. Johnson. We do want to hear from the students. We're kind of anxious, so
absolutely.
I'm just going to thank you, and thank you so much for taking the time to come here. And if Michelle Landry could come up with the students, because some members have to leave, and they really want to hear from the students before they have to leave. So, Ms. Landry, if you want to join us. And the students from Minneapolis, and we have someone from Hutchinson. You can all kind of come up there before us. Welcome.
Madam Chair, committee members, thank you so much for having me and our students here to talk with you. My name is Shelley Landry, and I'm a co-lead counselor for Minneapolis Public Schools. I work in the district office supporting all of the counselors in our buildings and trying to make sure that we have equity for our students and access for rigorous coursework in our schools. I'd actually like to ask if we could allow our students to speak, because they do have activities they need to get to this afternoon. So I'm going to ask Teresa Romano to begin, and if you could go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Teresa Romero, and I'm a senior at Southwest High School, and as of now, I am planning to go attend a four-year college as soon as I graduate, coming this fall. And with this, I'm not sure where I'm going yet, but I will be attending one. I've been accepted to a couple already. And how I got there was with the help of Naviance, because as with all colleges, I start off with research. Where do I want to go? What majors do a college have? What ACT scores or GPA have they accepted from students? And what kind of financial aid do they offer, such as scholarship, loans, and grants? And with Naviance, for me, it was easier for me to find schools that, like, easier for me to find the answer to all these and, like, it's a couple in, like, one website, as opposed to going to, like, Google or Yahoo and getting like millions of results and having like five different windows open, and as I compare to schools, which one would offer me better financial aid and all that stuff. So for me, for Naviance, it kept me well organized, and I was able to have like a better comparison. And from there, there's also this section. I put the colleges, as soon as I found colleges I was thinking about, I would put it in a list. And as I furthered my research on, I would move them on to colleges I'm applying to. So from there, I used Naviance. Through Naviance, I was able to see application deadlines, see if my transcripts were sent, and also to see if my teachers finished my letter of recommendations. And then once I was done with that process, I know I had my essays done. Naviance did not, like, stop there for me. And, like, it furthered helped me on, because I also saw that it had like a scholarship tool on our scholarship section, because for me, I'm gonna need some financial help, and scholarships are like a big thing for me. And I saw that there are a bunch of scholarship matches and lists, and from there I would see which apply to me, and I would go on and apply to them. And I also saw that they had a link for a national scholarship match. So I've heard that you can get scholarships for just being 6 feet tall. And being interested in and maybe hopefully find a scholarship for people who are a little shorter than that, like 5'3", like me. And yeah, and for that, like it's very helpful, Naviance. Like I didn't like they would go, like make send, have a link there, and I would go to a website through Naviance. They would send me to the other website, and that's just like a big help for me.
So have you narrowed it down to a couple colleges?
Yes, I have. I have 3 and 4 in mind right now.
Which ones?
Concordia College up in Moorhead and St. Benedict, and College of St. Scholastica. And I'm still waiting to hear from St. Olo.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
My name is Jack Bradley. I'm a senior at Hutchinson High School. I plan on going to a four-year college next year, this fall. Naviance has, helped me to find colleges that I'm interested in, and then also what career path I'm kind of leaning towards. For the colleges, like she said, I also went on to begin with and look at the searches, did my personality type, and found out what I kind of wanted to be. And for me, I like the environment and being outside, so it was environmental sciences. And so I looked at colleges that either had a good environmental science program or had started adding on to their science programs. And so then once I found a couple of colleges, like I applied to St. John's, and that's one of the colleges I'm looking at. So I'd put that under colleges I'm applying to, and then I would select or request a transcript to be sent there with my application, and my counselor, Mr. Olson, would find it or see it online, send the transcript for me. I don't have to go in, don't have to talk to Mr. Olson, although it's not a bad thing. And so that just made the process a lot easier. And the same with financial aid. There's a whole entire page of scholarships, bunch of links to send you to different websites for scholarships. And then for just my day-to-day use of Naviance, I'm in a couple AP classes, and we basically have a paper once or twice a week. And so I can study at school during lunch or after school, save it to my Naviance account, and then I can go home and finish it that night, save it again to my Naviance account, and I have it there the next morning, able to print, able to revise anything I need, right from just saving it to my Naviance. So it helps me just to... in like my organization, and it helps other students who say they don't have a printer at home or they don't have a computer at home. They can work on it at the high school, go to the library or some or any other public place with a computer, open it up there, and still they're not held back by not having a computer at home or not having the resources.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Jack? Okay, next.
Yeah, my name is Rashad Washington. I attend North High School. I'm a senior. I plan to attend...
Rashad, even with the mic, you need to speak up a little bit.
You guys hear me?
Oh, yeah.
My name is Rashad Washington. I'm a senior at North High School. I plan to attend a four-year college next fall. And, The Naviance program has helped me tremendously with choosing colleges to attend next year. I've actually applied to almost 15 colleges over my 4 years of high school, and Naviance has helped me narrow down my search, you can say.
Rashad, do they still have an application fee for colleges?
Yes, they do. But you can, like, well, for me, because I'm a need-based student, So they have, like, fee waivers and stuff. They can help students
Pay
for these type of application fees and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But the Naviance program, it helps me organize, like, choosing my major. With the My Life Plan, it helped me gather my thoughts and choose which major I want to go through.
Mm-hmm.
What
is that?
I'm thinking about computer engineering. Because I worked at U.S. Bank over the summer with their desktop support, and I think I want to go into computer engineering as a major. But, yeah, I think the Naviance program is a good program for all students who are looking to go to college next year, and it can help with scholarships and choosing a college. Basically, it just helps you organize. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Rashad? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's Obermuller.
Obermuller, thank you.
Thank you. I was just wondering, did any of you or any of the other students use the program to help actually plan the classes you were going to take in high school to prepare, like use that little power grid and figure out which classes you should be using or taking?
Haven't really used that section much, but I have used it before because, as mentioned before, like I have taken AP and IB classes at one point, and I know I've heard that like as more rigorous classes you take and you keep your grades up, colleges are really going to look at that. And I would have, I use that grid where they compare the colleges and see, make sure I'm where am I at, and if I need to improve, need to take more rigorous classes, and then I would look back, see what classes I've taken back, and if I need to take any more classes, if it would help me.
So you've had the Naviance for a couple years, or were you doing a career plan before that?
Yeah, I've had it since my freshman year in high school, and before, we started off with sometimes career searches, mm-hmm. see what I'm interested in, like, and I found myself to be interested in, like, more medicine and, like, psychology. So I kind of see from there, like, I would, like, Naviance, it would show, like, it had, like, a section in careers, like, and I also have seen videos through Naviance, like, about OBGYNs or, mm-hmm. like, some colleges and stuff, huh. stuff like that.
Cool. Okay, Lou?
Hello, my name is Lou Vang. I am a senior at North Community High School in Minneapolis. I am a proud student of Minneapolis Public School. I've been
Can
a student.
Can you turn
in
that mic a little bit more toward you?
Yeah.
There you go.
I've been a student in Minneapolis all my life, which I'm very proud of. I was first introduced to the Naviance 2 years ago by my high school counselor, Mr. Mountain, and Career Center staff, Denisha Smith, at North Community High School. And thanks to them, Naviance has played a big contribution to my education. In fact, as being a senior this year in high school, it has been really helpful for me, which I'm very pleased to consider. In class, my teacher always said college is very expensive and there are a lot of money out there known to be scholarship. You just have to apply to them. But they never mention about where and how we can find the scholarship. Right. With this Naviance online program, every time I log into my personal account, new updates are always available. In fact, many of those updates are emails about scholarship. In addition, you can do a search into a scholarship and all sorts of scholarship you feel fit for you are right before your eyes. It was easy. It was an easy process for me in terms of applying to college and all. All I had to do was look up the college I was interested in and list them into my account. Afterward, when sending my high school transcript and all I can send it all within the Naviance website. I think Naviance has been very helpful for me and young adults like me. I recommend it to every young adult like me in the whole city of Minneapolis.
And Lou, what colleges are you looking at?
I am, over here, I've applied to a lot of college too. I want to have a wide range of college to choose in the end. I've applied to the University of Minnesota Duluth, as well as St. Cloud State University mm-hmm. and St. Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Anything else you wanted to add, Ms. Landry?
I would like to talk to you a little bit about Naviance use in Minneapolis. And in order to do that, I need to talk to you a little bit about what we call the My Life Plan. You've received a handout where you'll see you have this cover on it, light blue cover that says My Life Plan in Naviance. Essentially, My Life Plan has been our curriculum framework for career post-secondary exploration and planning. What we hope to do is help students understand and reflect on who they are, what their skills are, what their interests are, and we can do a lot of that through the Naviance program. Once they've had that opportunity to do the self-reflection, we then say, what does that mean as far as your academics, the current courses you're taking, the grades that you're receiving, why attendance is so important, and then taking all of that information and creating a post-secondary plan. And whatever that means, that might mean a 2-year college for some students, a 4-year college, looking at the military, or looking at a trades program, whatever that means for that student for achieving their dream. We try to bring that back into what they're currently doing while they're in school. Minneapolis has the Minneapolis Public Schools, our school board adopted the mission 2 years ago, Every Child College Ready. We feel that this is so important that we've made the My Life Plan graduation requirement. So for this year's seniors, they have to make sure that they've not only completed their state and district class and course and credit requirements, but they also have to complete the milestones or activities associated with the My Life plan. One of the senior activities is that they have to do a capstone project. So these students today, for their testimony in front of this committee, is meeting that milestone. So they're excited to get that done. The My Life Plan was developed by licensed school counselors. It's looking at not only just the mechanics of post-secondary and career planning, but also kind of the other subtler skills and knowledge that is required in that, really understanding who you are, what your interests are, how that plays into a career, what kind of obstacles might be in the way. In the ninth grade, we've put into the My Life Plan a needs assessment. This has been a fantastic tool for counselors. It addresses perhaps those emotional, social barriers that students might be facing that can be affecting their academic achievement in schools. So, for example, in one of our schools, after all of the ninth graders completed the needs assessment, we realized that there were quite a few of them that were dealing very significantly with loss in their immediate families. And so that then developed into a grief group. So although Naviance is a fantastic tool for the college and career exploration process, it really also helps counselors with looking at that personal social aspect of the work that we do as well. If you'll see in your handout, I've given you the milestones that we have in our My Life Plan, and we have them in grades 6 through 12. It's never too early for students to start thinking about what they're going to be doing in their future. And I'm sure that I know even as a young child, I was asked always, what do you want to be when you grow up? And so this is to help students give them some of that direction. And to be able to explore some of the things that they might not have otherwise been exposed to. In addition to the milestones that you have in front of you, we've aligned all of these to the American School Counselor Association national standards. And we've given all of our counselors in our district a handbook to go with this that includes additional resources, lesson plans, that kind of thing. So in using Naviance, we strongly believe that this is what we call a green zone intervention. So this is something that's available to all students, all of our students, regardless of if they have special needs, if they're in special education, if they're in ELL. They're all going to have a future ahead of them. They all have a dream that they're trying to achieve, and this program can help us do that. Additionally, we have a team approach in providing the My Life Plan and the Naviance program. This is the one opportunity that we've had for counselors to reach all students in our district, we're still spread pretty thin. And it's important that while this is a great resource and tool for students, that they have a professional that they can process this information with. So we are collaborating with teachers and administrators on making sure that they understand how to use the program and how to connect with students as well. In Minneapolis, we have Naviance in 29 of our schools. We're servicing over 13,000 students, or about 97% of our 6th through 12th grade students. And on the map that has been provided to you by the Minnesota Office of Higher Education, you'll see that there are a number of Minneapolis schools listed. About half of the schools that we have that have this program are funded through the grant initiative at the Minnesota Office of Higher Ed. The other half of the schools are being funded by the district. I wish we could fund all of our schools, but we're not quite there yet. The other nice thing about the Naviance program in Minneapolis is that it's given a tool for our counselors to collect and analyze data for decision making. It also gives us some accountability for counselors, and it allows counselors to disseminate information in a timely and focused fashion. So, for example, Lou spoke about getting updates about scholarships. Well, if we know that there's a scholarship for, students who are under 5 feet tall, we could send that to students who we know are under 5 feet tall. It just allows us, although the information is available to everyone, it allows us to highlight it for the kids that might be interested in it particularly. Additionally, it's also given us a way to really do some parent outreach. We talk about students texting and they have the code POS, parent over the shoulder, and that's when it's a time to, maybe not reveal too much. But this is POS in a good way. This is a way that parents can engage in their students regarding their academic plans, their post-secondary plans, what their career goals might be. It's a way for us to communicate with parents as well. And we're using technology in the way that people use technology every day. So that's what we're doing in Minneapolis. Do you have any questions?
Yes, Senator Lass.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ma'am, some references in the materials to helping to identify at-risk students. Could you talk a little bit about how that is accomplished? And also, what role do the counselors and administrators play if they're not dealing one-on-one with a student coming in to talk with them? Do they periodically look up student accounts and see how they're doing, if they're tracking, or are there other ways that they monitor the progress of individual students?
Ms. Landry.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry, the first part of your question, at-risk students. As I said earlier, in the ninth grade, we have the needs assessment tool. That's a survey that we were able to create onto Naviance that asked students about their possible, for example, had they had a recent death in their family or their friends that has affected them, what kind of study habits work best for them, what kind of class environment works best for them. It also syncs with our district information so that we are able to connect with students that might be at risk because of poverty or at risk because of behaviors or past failures. So counselors can put all of that information together and connect with those kids. And I don't want to say that just because we have this tool that counselors are not checking in with students, because we check in with them all the time. We want to help them process this information. So when any of these students are doing a comparison, we can help them with that process. We can say why it's important that they take that AP class or what AP classes are available to them at our schools. So we are checking in with them even though they have this tool.
Representative Nornes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a couple of quick questions. On the map, I notice I have one school that's using this program and several others that are not. Is the limitation based on the, I think that's what you said, on the amount of how far the grant would go? I'm wondering why
the next speaker might be talking about that.
Yeah,
about expanding it throughout the state.
That was my question, basically, as to why some are doing it, some aren't. And the other question is this the only program of its type available? Are there others that are doing something similar?
That was the other question that came up earlier, so I think we'll ask the next speaker that question
as well. All right, fine. I'll wait.
Okay. And Senator Rummel?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's Ms. Landry?
Yes.
How long have you had the program in the school, and how would you say it's changed things for the school?
Ms. Landry.
What changes, or what have you observed?
We've had this program in our district for 3 years at a few of our schools, but we expanded it tremendously 2 years ago. And changes that we've seen are college-going seniors have increased by 6 percentage points. So we had previously, a year ago, we were at 42% of our seniors reporting that they were going on to college. We now have 49% reporting that they're going on to college. I think the biggest impact that it's made is from what I hear from my counselors. And my counselors are saying, I'm really able to connect with all of my students. In the past, because we're working with so many students, it would be a matter of that student actually reaching out to the counselor and saying, I need your help, coming to my office, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas now, we're able to get information to every one of our students on doing this work. It's so important that they have a plan.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you to the students. We
thank
appreciate you.
You
coming and doing your capstone project with us. And if you need us to write a recommendation or anything, we're happy to do that, a review, give you a grade. You all get A's. Mary Dockin, Strategic Initiatives Director, Naviance in Minnesota. Welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. My name is Mary Dockin, and I am a native Minnesotan and someone who is privileged to work with Naviance as their Director of Strategic Initiatives. In a previous life, I had the privilege of serving as an admission officer in Minnesota, as well as a high school counselor. There isn't a lot to add to all of the wonderful things that you've heard. I want to highlight a few things and then be sure to be able to address the questions that I've heard asked in previous testifying. I think we all know the challenge. We need more students to be graduating from high school, we need them ready for college, and we need them graduating from college. The national statistics alone are startling, that 7,000 students a day are dropping out of school. And as someone who had the privilege of serving in higher education, it is daunting when 40% of all college students need to take at least one remedial course. You've already heard the partnership that's been forged through the manner in which the Minnesota Office of Higher Education has chosen to work with the federally funded College Access Challenge grant. And as someone who has been able to work nationally, traveling to such wonderful states as Hawaii, Indiana, Massachusetts, I want to commend Minnesota for really being a leader in the manner in which they've chosen to use our federal tax dollars for this program. We are really, in my opinion, above all others, but we still have work to do. What I want to share with you is that Naviance has close alignment with the Minnesota goals. You've heard these said in illustrations of how counselors are using this, and principals and students. But with Naviance, and we call our product suite actually Naviance Succeed, it does these things. It enables students and teachers and counselors to build and manage personalized plans to support student achievement and track academic, college, and career goals. As Dave Ellefson demonstrated, the ability to design multi-year course plans that really keep students on track. As also having been a parent, many of you may be parents of students that have gone through the high school and college process. It really is a tool to help guide students and parents in researching every step of the way. And to really help students identify potential career interests. Through the tool, the ability exists at a school, district, and also it is there to be considered for the state level to help give alerts to students, schools, parents, district, and the state regarding those dropout and risk and college readiness indicators. Here's what I want to really focus on, these next two slides. A very typical model has been to develop state portals that have wonderful resources, but it's predicated on the notion that students are motivated and they know what they're doing. Well, again, as a parent of teenagers and also someone who served in school, we know that's not always the case. Students aren't always motivated and they don't always know what they're doing. It's easy to get lost in the process, even for the most educated parent. Helping their child go through the college search and decision-making process can be daunting. Naviant Succeed is really the new model. It's to really give those students their own GPS system that can offer that customized direction for students wherever they are. And it's critical, and I want to stress this, it's just a tool. It takes people around the tool. Teachers, parents, students, counselors, principals, superintendents to be engaged. It incorporates the Student Information System. SIS stands for the Student Information System that can feed information into Naviance. Yeah. Here is a vision that I have for Minnesota. I have told my CEO that my work with Naviance will be done if every student in Minnesota has this wonderful tool. This is my personal mission. If you look to the slide that shows parents, students, counselors, administrators, and teachers, they're the stakeholders. In between are the resources that you've heard about. The lower level, the district student information system can feed information into this wonderful web-based tool. The Department of Education and Higher Education can feed information into this tool. And information can then be presented to the statewide longitudinal data system that I know Minnesota is working on. Here are some endorsements. You've maybe seen these articles from Jackson, Minnesota to Minneapolis. Good word is out there. Well, just we'll just keep going. If you have your handout in front of you, I just want to give you a macro picture. As we are able to look at all of the students using Naviance Succeed, and we work with students in all but three states in the United States and over 70 different countries, last year we looked at those students that were using the system. They submitted 2 million college applications. 73,000 of those applications happened to be going to the Ivy League schools, just as an example. These students received over 1 million college acceptances. Over 11,000 of those were going to the Ivy League schools. Over 200,000 scholarship applications were submitted, and the awards received were astonishing. This, again, is the kind of information that one can gather at an aggregate level, be it a school, a district, or potentially a state. I want to answer some of the questions that I've heard raised, such as, well, perhaps, why isn't my school in my district being listed? We work with 237 schools across Minnesota, 130 are a part of the grant program. Those are the ones that you're seeing on the map. I grew up in southeastern Minnesota, and I know that Lanesboro, Minnesota, not a grant school, but we work with Lanesboro. One of the senators who is not here mentioned her district. We work with Minnetonka. In fact, one of my colleagues is in the audience. We work with Wayzata. We work with the Hopkins School District. In fact, we work with the top, three of the top four districts in the state, St. Paul, Minneapolis, Rosemont, Apple Valley, and Eagan, and we have some of Anoka-Hennepin schools piloting it. Of those 237 schools, only 25 are coming from the private or independent sector. With that, I want to thank you for your time, and
Ms. Docton, though, people wanted to know why some schools are in and some aren't.
That's a good question. Some of the schools that all schools had an opportunity, it was that they could apply. So when that went out from the Office of Higher Education, it was an optional program. Mm-hmm. And so there were 130 that accepted. We wish there would have been more. There could have been greater capacity. Change is not always something that is easy for everybody to jump on board and say, yes, we want to do this. In addition, we already had a large number of clients in the state. In 2006, when I began working, we had 12 clients in Minnesota, and only one was a public school. So today you can see that those numbers have changed quite dramatically.
The word has spread. So, Representative Nornes,
yep.
Do you want to repeat your question?
I guess I just want to add maybe one other
sure.
question to it. Those that are not part of the grant program and are basically paying for it themselves, right? Is that
yes.
Is that based on a per pupil unit then, or how, I assume the cost is determined by the size of the district somehow?
Yes, Madam Chair. It is a per pupil cost, and it does depend on the services that they are subscribing to, but just as a on average, it might be $5 a student to have these suite of services.
Okay.
So it's so much to buy into the program, that
right.
reasonable amount, and then so much for kind of maintenance.
Right. It is a web-based service, mm-hmm. and it's an annualized cost.
Mm-hmm. Senator Latz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this a program that must be made available through a school, or could a student that's in the school that is not part of this somehow access at least some portion of the tools to use on the individual?
It is through a school or a district. It is not a free open portal, because we believe that it is critical, and our approach as an organization is it's critical to have those counselors, teachers, principals helping to determine and engage the student in that success planning process.
Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ms. Stockton, I believe you indicated you're having discussions or want to integrate this information with the longitudinal data system being developed.
We would love that opportunity.
Has this been rolled out in any other state?
No, Minnesota is leading the way in terms of the work that we've done at a statewide effort. This would our tool would be a companion to feed information into the needs of the SLDS.
Madam Chair, I had one other follow-up.
Like it's, I was wondering what's happening with the technology. It looks like it's coming back up now.
We hope so.
All right. Okay. Senator Wieger.
Hey, Madam Chair, and as the one of the leading providers of college readiness tools, do you have programs in place once you've identified the high-risk indicators, not only in ALERT, but maybe programs addressing remedial math, writing, the reading, the high areas that need remediation once they do get to college. But when you identify this in at the high school or middle school level, they may not have the ability to address that. Are there some technological ways where you're looking at that as well to provide all those tools that are part of the resolution?
We certainly are looking at what are the kinds of services that can continue to build and support the tools that, again, are needed for students and also teachers and counselors to be addressing that. But we see that critical piece of the educators need that information and then can make curriculum changes or school improvement, as Principal Johnson mentioned. And we are identifying then what are the kinds of resources or support that could be added to the tool.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Senator Olson.
Maybe I'm missing something. Is this proprietary, or is this something that's been developed through OHE, or is it a private program?
We are a private company. Our headquarters is in Washington, D.C., and our parent company is a company called Hobson's. So it is a private company, or it is a company.
Then can, Madam
Chair,
Is it Ms. Stockin?
Yes.
Can you also give me an idea of a certain size school with X number of students, what this package would cost? I mean, to give a little idea of what that costs
sure.
the school district? And just pick any number or a couple of numbers that would...
Here's the number I'd like to pick. 7th through 12th grade students in the state of Minnesota, there's just under 400,000.
All right.
If this could be provided to all of those students at $5 a student, it's about a $2 million investment. If you consider that a first-class stamp is headed towards 50 cents, that $5 represents about 13 first-class stamps that just paper and postage alone that school districts could save could more than... accommodate that.
Right. So, Madam Chair, then is that the only expense, or is there another initial investment, or is this just the maintenance part?
Madam Chair, that is an approximation of the web-based service, but certainly as people need to be trained on tools and so forth, those could be some
additional costs. Okay, thank you.
So, right, I'm conscious of the time. We have two more presenters, so I would really like to move on to Ms. Walters, who's coming back to see us with Mr. Burma in a minute, to just tell us briefly about the Office of Higher Education's advising and counseling program. And hopefully we'll still have time for your questions.
Senator Pappas, I'll make my presentation real brief so that we can move on to hear from Jim Beamer. The Minnesota Office of Higher Education initiated the advising and counseling program 2 years ago in response to the ACHIEVE program. That program had money to support students financially, and it also had money to help students be better prepared. And that's really how the office got started with providing stronger support to K-12 counselors. So with the advising and counseling program, we awarded 23 grants to schools around the state. And those schools, some of them hired people, some of them began to use software programs and other resources like Naviance. And I'll, as a state employee, I'll always be around to answer your questions about the advising and counseling program. Could I have Jim Beamer come in and talk more about school counseling, where we are? Because Jim is the past president of the American School Counseling Association. He's a co-lead counselor for Minneapolis, and he was recently appointed to the National College Board. So I'm thinking that Jim could really provide you more up-to-date information on the status of counseling and what counselors really need and what they use. But then I'll speak after him about the advising and counseling program or at any other time.
Oh, there you are. Come join us. You know, I guess I'm pretty excited that the Office of Higher Education recognizes how important school counselors are in the K-12 system. And it's one of those areas where we really need to be working more together because, like I said in the beginning, if students don't have good information from their counselors, they may not even end up in college. Mr. Beamer.
Madam Chair, thank you very much for all of you sticking around this long. You're like the rock stars to us, so we really appreciate you coming here.
Well, Representative Greiling told us we had to.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yes.
But she left. Right.
Real briefly about me, I worked for St. Paul Public Schools for 14 years, and they have a wonderful program called the 6-Year Plan, which is like Minneapolis's My Life Planning. Kitty Johnson is here from St. Paul Public Schools, and she does that. And I live in Senator Greiling's district. I live between the fairgrounds and the Hardhorn Wall. So I'm very pleased to be here. I want to talk about how school counselors provide unique services that no other staff members provide. And mainly I'm going to talk about the college readiness and what we do. But first, I want to talk about the bad news first, because I'd like to get the bad news over with and then talk about the good news. And most of you probably already know this, but here is you have a handout of this. But this lists in 2007 and 2008, the student-to-school counselor ratio. And on this chart, it has Illinois as last, and that is an accounting error. Illinois really has it's around 390 students per every school counselor. If you look at the top of this chart, you see the national average, which is 460
no,
to 1.
No, we don't have this, Jim.
You don't?
Is there somewhere? Somebody have it? This chart?
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I'm
we don't
sorry.
Have it. That's all right.
Okay.
Just explain it.
Okay, and then, so the national average is 460 to 1. Minnesota is last. We have 777 students for every school counselor in the state. And the recommended ratio from the American School Counselor Association is 250 to 1. I know most of you already know this, but if you look at some of our neighboring states like Illinois, Wisconsin, South Dakota, Iowa, they're all under the national average. And as when I go around the country, I often have people ask me, why does Minnesota have so few school counselors? And I don't know. I moved here from Iowa 17 years ago, where we had a very low ratio, and I don't really know why we have so few school counselors here. But I know that Minnesota students are missing out in many areas, and college readiness is one of them.
Senator Roebling.
I'm wondering, do we sometimes have different titles for people who provide counseling services? Because in some of our districts, we have deans, and they help with student discipline, academic advancement for students. Is that something similar?
Yeah. Madam Chair.
Mr. Bierma.
Thank you. That's a wonderful question. And there are people who have taken the who have taken the place of school counselors. For example, deans. And deans mainly work reactively. That in my experience, deans work with students who've just gotten in trouble. They are people who work more like kind of an assistant principal. Whereas what school counselors do is we work proactively. We teach classroom lessons, we run small groups, and we counsel and provide guidance for individuals. And so the deans are different than we are. And also deans are not trained like school counselors. School counselors are uniquely trained in the career domain and how to help them with career planning, where deans aren't. They also are somebody who helps with post-secondary planning. We are trained with post-secondary planning and academic planning, which deans are not. And some people say, well, you're the same as social workers. And I'm not trying to put anyone down. We all have unique services. But social workers are a little different than we are also. Social workers are often paid through Title I funds. And they spend a lot of their time working with special education students. They can also work with general education students too. But in my experience, they don't teach classroom lessons nearly as much as what school counselors do. They are not trained in the career domain. They are not trained in transitions like school counselors are. I'll stop there. But they do provide a wonderful service in the personal social domain, where school counselors also work, where we overlap there. But there's some things that school counselors work uniquely. I'm trying to make it a short answer,
okay.
But
Mr.
I can go on for a while.
I want you to finish your presentation, and I want you to know I have four questions. So maybe you'll answer some people's questions.
All right. So here,
questioners.
I'm going to briefly talk about what you get with Minnesota school counselors. You get students who make informed decisions about their career, possible career paths. The students match their post-secondary aspirations with these informed career paths. They make 6 through 12 academic plans so that they can reach their post-secondary aspirations. We have a K through 12 career curriculum. We start in kindergarten talking about careers, and we help with academic success. And these are all things that help students make them be more college ready. As far as informed career paths, we, as some of the students had talked about, like Jack talked about from Hutchinson, he said he looked at his interests and skills through Naviance, and he was able to find out that he was interested in the environment. And we match those up with possible career paths. And then we also have personality type and learning styles, which are our young girl from Southwest High School talked about how she took those interests, and we matched those up with career types. We have another program, which is called Reality Check, And what that says is, I want to have a house, I want to have a cell phone, I want to have an iPod. And then at the end of all this, it says, well, this is how much your annual salary needs to be.
Wow.
And then we say, well, this, okay, so here are the jobs, and this is the kind of education that you want to have. And we keep that in our computer, mm-hmm. and so that's another way that helps with motivation. With the post-secondary aspirations, again, we match the post-secondary aspirations with possible career paths. One of the aspects that is in Naviance is a resume builder. And it says not only do you have to have a good GPA and you need to be able to do well on standardized tests, is colleges and post-secondary institutions want to know, do you volunteer? Are you part of schools, school activities? Are you on a sports team? And we are really able to help make build a whole child through this. We help with the college application process. You've heard a lot about this already. And the students all talked about financial aid. I want to say that all four of these students are seniors, and so they're very focused on next year going to college. And we did that on purpose. But we start in kindergarten, and we go really strong starting in sixth grade with helping them find those things. And so we have a 6-12 academic plan. And again, we tell the students, you need to make an academic plan so that you can reach your post-secondary aspirations and reach and look at your possible career paths. That in most of our schools, we try to get each student to meet with the school counselor each year. A day and a half a week, I'm a school counselor at Henry High School. And I sit outside the classroom, and I meet with my students, and I say, here are how many credits you have. Here's your academic plan. We have an academic plan with each of them. And here's how you did. Here's your GPA. Here's how many classes you passed. And are you on your path or not? As we heard at Hutchinson High School, we have Naviance helps us to say, are you on path to reach your post-secondary aspirations? But this is a very important part, that they meet with their school counselors each year to see how are they doing on their 6-12 academic plan, and do they need to modify that. This promotes academic rigor. I cannot tell you how many times I've gotten students into advanced or AP or IB classes when we're talking about academic planning. And it increases motivation. School counselors work a lot with motivation. How do we get students to look at their, okay, here are my career paths, here are my post-secondary paths, and then we talk about short-term goals. How can we reach that? And with school counselors, you get those things. In the K-12 curriculum, we start with in kindergarten. We do career awareness. We bring police officers in. We bring accountants in. Many of our students are not aware of what does a lawyer do. Mm-hmm. And we bring those people in, and then we start having them as early as in elementary school, but especially in sixth grade, we have them look at career exploration. What sounds interesting to you? And then we are looking to produce first-generation college graduates. As you know, many of our students, especially in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and some of our other areas where we have lower economic students, their parents have not graduated from high school, have not graduated from college. And this kind of career curriculum and the Naviance helps us to get more first-generation college graduates. And as Ms. Landry said, my associate in Minneapolis Public Schools, we were able to get 6% more students to attend post-secondary institutions. And it's with the help of Naviance and school counselors. And without school counselors, we're going to continue to be behind Wisconsin, Iowa, South Dakota on how many students are successful in post-secondary institutions. Another thing that school counselors do is we have college days. It's once a week or once a month that we have teachers and staff wear their college sweatshirts, and they say, these are the colleges that I went to, and this is what a college experience is. And school counselors are the ones who implement that. And the last thing I'd like to talk about is we work on skills. To be a good employee, you need to be able to cooperate with others, and it needs to start now. And we talk about, how do you work in groups so that you can be a good employee? How do you work in the classroom with that? We talk about responsibility. How can you take responsibility for reaction? And how can you be a responsible employee? And how does that happen in school? And so I can tell you about a lot of skills that we teach classroom lessons on how to build, but that's very important. And then the last thing I want to talk about is academic success. School counselors are uniquely trained in transitions. It's been shown that when students smoothly transition into kindergarten, middle school, high school, and post-secondary institutions, that they will be more successful in school. But not only that, but in Minneapolis and St. Paul and some of our other districts, we get a lot of students who come in at the middle of the year. At Henry High School today, we had 6 new students who came. And so what we have to do is we have to help them transition into their new school. And school counselors are uniquely trained so these students will reach academic success. We help them with skills such as organization, mm-hmm. how to use a planner, how do you use a binder, and making sure that they do that. We help them with study skills. And the last thing, as far as skills, I'd like to talk about behavior, is that school counselors help the learning environment. This is really important. We teach classroom lessons and we do school-wide programs so that there are less behavior referrals, that there's a positive learning environment so students can learn. And that's for all students. But we also work for, when Ms. Landry talked about the green zone students, which is 85% of the students, we also work with the 15% who are having problems, and we do group and individual counseling with those students. School counselors work in the academic, career, and the personal social domain. I'm mainly talking about the academic and career domain, but we provide a lot of services in the personal social domain. We've already outlined how we have a great big parent involvement. If we're going to improve students' academic success, we have to involve the parent. And with more school counselors and with programs like Naviance, we will get more parent involvement. And the last one I'd like to talk about is Check and Connect. And that is where we have a caseload of students that we meet with groups and individuals, and we talk about weekly short-term goals of what do they want to do. And these are our lower performing students. And I have a group, and just last week when I was running my groups, I will have 7 or 8 students, and we say that we want to raise my math score, my math percentage by 8% or 10%, or I want to raise my English grade by 15%. And when they reach their goals, what I do is I make positive phone calls home to their parents. And when I call them up and I say, hello, this is Jim Beerham, I'm a school counselor from Henry High School, what do you think they're thinking? Oh, no, what did they do now? And then I said, you know, they have done a wonderful job this week. They met their goals, and it breaks the negative cycle. And literally, a lot of times I hear, they freak out, they go crazy. But this is another way where we help students. So school counselors help work with all students, and they work with targeted individuals to help them to have academic success. So when you have more Minnesota school counselors, and when you have programs like Naviance, it helps students have academic success, it helps them reach their post-secondary aspirations, and lastly, they will reach their career goals.
Thank you, Mr. Beerma. That was excellent. He ran through that very quickly. Take a deep breath now.
Okay.
We'll take some questions. Representative Benson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Beerma, I'm asking this question partly so that we can reemphasize the point that you began your testimony with when you discussed the dearth of counselors we have in this state. And the fact, I remember we were in a hot race with Arkansas, the state of Arkansas, to be at the very bottom in student counselor ratio. Yes. I hope Illinois has not taken over that position. But because I have relatives in Illinois, so I'm worried about that. I also noticed that Ms. Dockin, when she gave her testimony, said that this Naviance technology is just a tool. And so my question for you is, considering the fact that Minnesota is at the bottom in student counselor ratios, can you quantify the effect that fact has on your ability to use this technological tool to really get to all those students, especially those that are always an academic difficulty? And so that's, I guess, my question for you. And just a little personal comment, having been in education myself, I think many times those who look at the problems with public schools feel that there might be a real quick technological fix for almost any problem. We know that technology is very important, and it can make a dramatic improvement in providing services for kids. And just a personal comment, education, much like healthcare, is a one-on-one human interaction process. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I wanted to reemphasize your concern about the ratio of students to counselors in our public schools. So could you quantify how big a problem this difficulty that our state is facing in being able to use technologies like Navions?
Okay. Madam Chair.
Mr. Birma.
Thank you. It is a huge problem. And to quantify it, I would say that you can look at our neighboring states, Wisconsin, Iowa, South Dakota, and they all have somewhere between 5 to 10% where they're getting, where more of their students are academically successful in post-secondary institutions. And I think that a lot of that is, how are we different than them? And the biggest difference that I see is we have fewer school counselors. And I would say that that is a big difference. And as far as quantifying it, is if we're 770 to 1 as compared to the national average of 460 to 1, I would say we're half as effective as we could be, even though we're not quite doubled. It's just we can't service all the students that we need.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And Representative Bryant, did you have a question?
Yes, I do. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Bierman, this is sort of a three-phase and different, I'll just start here. First of all, the numbers that you gave with the national average, are those K-12 numbers or 6-12 numbers? Or
Mr. Bierman.
Those are, Madam Chair, those are K-12 numbers.
Okay. And just a side comment there, I served on a school board for 6 years, and I think sometimes school, and in Minnesota, the focus has not been on K-6 counselors. So some of that are being out of the mainstream may have to do with that difference. But I'm not saying good or bad, I'm just saying factually. That has been a past history. But, okay, so given that, do you know of any data that relates those numbers to student-teacher ratios? In other words, all those states, have you ever looked at the relationship between the counselor ratio and the student-teacher ratio?
No, I have not.
Okay, and my reason for asking that is I think we all know in budget crises, schools are trading off. Are they going to keep their counselors? Are they going to let their teachers go?
Right.
And not for good or bad, but that's often the trade there. And then you've talked a couple of times about the issue about the success rate of students in post-secondary institution in relation to counselors. And you're implying a correlation, and what I'm wondering, is there any body of research that relates to that correlation?
Yes, yeah. There is. And
I would like you to share that body of research with us then.
I don't have it with me.
No, not right now.
But there's Clearinghouse data that does show, and it directly correlates with the states that have lower numbers of school counselors, that those states tend to do the students tend to do better in post-secondary institutions.
Hmm. Yes. Senator Saltzman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Mr. Bierman, I just had a thought as we were looking at the numbers of the states. And we're very proud in Minnesota of those things we've accomplished. And in our economic development, we always talk about Medtronic and 3M, and yet our trend lines in terms of economic development in these areas are trending downward. And I started wondering if maybe because Minnesota has been so successful with our ACT scores, with our college graduates, that we have felt perhaps we don't need school counselors. But when you look at our achievement gap, and when you look at our changing demographics, perhaps that's another way to frame this argument.
Right.
And the need that we have to squeeze as much talent out of every child as possible. And that might be another way to approach our school counselors, is what is their role in addressing making sure that our students are achieving what they need to do to go to college or to go to trade school or to go to the military. So that might be another way to frame this, that we've been successful in the past. Maybe we could get by with these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But in the future, we need to look at things very differently.
I'll accept that as a comment and take a question from Senator Anderson. Or,
oh, Madam Chair, mine was just a comment, too, if you don't mind. Briefly, first, I want to thank you for your enthusiasm. I appreciate it very much. And I have to say, my high school guidance counselor, I grew up in New Jersey, and if not for him, I wouldn't be a Minnesotan. And because he was very enthusiastic about Carleton College, he told me about this great college in the Midwest, and that's what set me on the path that has defined my life. I came to Minnesota and never left. And so I, well, that was just a sort of an endorsement of college counselor or high school counselors and how much of an impact they made on my life. And I guess the last comment I would make now as the mother of a 12-year-old, how, you know, a 12-year-old who has well-educated parents with professional careers, it's still critically important for kids at that age to get this support and guidance coming from other sources, not just their parents. And, you know, I have a 12-year-old who says he wants to be a lawyer but doesn't know why he needs to do his homework. And trying to connect those dots is a challenge, and no matter how many times his mother tells him and his father tells him. So I just think in the real world, this is so critically important to reach children. So thank you.
We're at the end of our time, but I wanted to know from Ms. Walters, wherever you are, if you had any last comment you wanted to make. Your testimony got cut a little short. I apologize.
Madam Chair, no, my testimony got short, but as I said, it would have been about a state program that we implemented using state funds for 2 years. And as I indicated, I'll always be available, but through that program that did help our agency get more involved with K-12 and helped our agency do more to support students and schools as they prepared students for college. So, but I'm always available if there are additional questions about that particular program or any of our other initiatives in the Office of Higher Education about college preparation.
And for you K-12 people, the think of the Office of Higher Education. They are a very good resource for this information. And I want to really thank you all for attending and for staying to the end. And I hope that we can do future P16 committee meetings together down the road. And I hope we're going to work together well during this session and for our kids, for the sake of our kids. So thank you all, and the meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.